Hey there, welcome to Vet Kenny Prep. Time to gear up for the Navli with our curated set of questions and insightful answers. Brought to you by Vet Kenny's new podcast, Zombie Invasion. Learn how to survive the end of the world with this new dramatic scripted series. Check it out at myvetkenny.com. Now let's dive into some practice questions. Question 1. Which of the following is the most effective strategy for preventing the spread of African swine fever within a swine production facility? A. Vaccination of all pigs. B. Strict biosecurity measures. C. Administration of broad-spectrum antibiotics. D. Supplementing feed with any viral additives. The correct answer is B. Strict biosecurity measures. Here's the explanation. Currently, there is no effective vaccine for African swine fever, making strict biosecurity measures the most effective strategy for preventing its spread. This includes controlling access to pig areas, implementing strict sanitation protocols, and ensuring no contaminated feed or materials enter the premises. Why is it not? There are no effective vaccine available for African swine fever in the US. Why is it not C? African swine fever is caused by a virus, so antibiotics, which target bacteria, would not be effective against it. Why is it not D? While research is ongoing into various methods to mitigate viral diseases, no feed additives have been proven to prevent African swine fever. Question 2. A swine producer reports an increase in respiratory distress and sneezing in a nursery pig population during the fall. What is the most likely diagnosis? A. Atrophic rhinitis. B. Mycoplasma pneumonia. C. Swine influenza. D. Pasteurilosis. The correct answer is C. Swine influenza. Here is the explanation. Swine influenza commonly presents with acute respiratory signs, including coughing, sneezing, and distress. Outbreaks are often seasonal, with an increase in cases observed in the fall and winter. Why is it not A? Atrophic rhinitis causes deformity and atrophy of the nasal turbinates, but does not typically result in acute outbreaks of respiratory distress. Why is it not B? Mycoplasma pneumonia causes chronic respiratory disease and coughing, but the sudden onset described fits more with swine influenza. Why is it not D? Pasteurilosis can contribute to respiratory disease, but usually in conjunction with other pathogens, and it typically does not cause seasonal outbreaks. Question 3. You're in a routine visit. You notice several pigs in a finishing barn with circular, crusted skin lesions. What is the most likely cause? A. Sarcoptic mange. B. Swinepox. C. Ringworm dermatophytosis. D. Erysipelas. The correct answer is C. Ringworm dermatophytosis. Here is the explanation. The description of circular, crusted skin lesions is characteristic of ringworm, a fungal infection caused by dermatophytes. It's not uncommon in pigs and can be identified by its distinct ring-like lesion appearance. Why is it not A? Sarcoptic mange causes intense itching and skin thickening, but lesions are not typically circular and crusted. Why is it not B? Swine pox results in pox-like lesions, but they are generally not described as circular and crusted. Why is it not D? Erysipelas causes skin lesions that can be diamond-shaped and raised, not the circular, crusted lesions typical of ringworm. Question 4. What is the primary method of transmission for porcine epidemic diarrhea virus among swine herds? A. Aerosol transmission. B. Vector-borne transmission. C. Fecal-oral route. D. Direct skin contact. The correct answer is C. Fecal-oral route. Here's the explanation. Porcine epidemic diarrhea virus is primarily transmitted through the fecal-oral route, with pigs ingesting contaminated feces through contaminated feed, water, or environmental surfaces. This mode of transmission is a key factor in the rapid spread of the disease in contaminated facilities. Why is it not A? Aerosol transmission is more associated with respiratory pathogens. Why is it not B? Vector-borne transmission involves carriers like insects, which is not a common transmission method for porcine epidemic diarrhea virus. Why is it not D? Direct skin contact is not the primary method of transmission for porcine epidemic diarrhea virus, as the virus needs to be ingested to cause infection. Question 5. A piglet is observed with tremors, inability to stand, and a high-pitched squealing soon after birth. What is the most likely deficiency? A. Iron. B. Selenium. C. Copper. D. Vitamin E. The correct answer is A. Iron. Here is the explanation. The symptoms described are indicative of iron deficiency anemia, which is common in piglets born in confinement operations. Piglets are born with low iron reserves, and without supplementation, they can develop anemia, characterized by weakness, lethargy, and in severe cases, tremors and inability to stand. Why is it not B or D? Selenium and vitamin E deficiencies can cause white muscle disease, leading to weakness and difficulty standing. But the high-pitched squealing and tremors are more specifically aligned with iron deficiency anemia. Why is it not C? Copper deficiency in piglets is less common and typically does not cause the acute symptoms described, but may lead to anemia and poor growth over time. And that's all for this session of Vet Kenny Prep. Thanks for hanging out with us. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to keep up with the latest in vet med. Swing by our other Vet Kenny Navley Prep resources at myvetkenny.com/prep to help you ace your exam. See you around.